We'll do the best we can. So just picking it up from Zion and Mibbez towards the bottom, so that's when the Gemara introduces Rabbi Yochanan. So we read it last time, we'll just start with it again today. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Sukkah ha'asiyake kivshan. A sukkah that's made like technically an oven, literally an oven. But it means a circle. That's all we really care about. A circular sukkah. If in the hekev, in the circle, is enough to sit in it 24 people, sheira, then it's kasher. Imlav, psula, otherwise it is pasul. So that means to say that you have 24 people sitting in a circle, and that it sounds like the sukkah is somehow, well, that is the sukkah, right? The sukkah is where the people are sitting. The walls are where the people are sitting. Right? Phones away, 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 A-W-A-Y, away. So then it's kasher, otherwise it's not. So the Gemara wants to know, where do you get this dimension of 24 people from? Like, what's the pshat? So the Gemara suggests Kirebi. It must be like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that's what we'll get our numbers from. The Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was the one that said, Kol sukkah shein ba arba amas, or arba amas psula. If it doesn't have arba amas, or arba amas, it is pasul. Why is the Gemara starting with that dimension? We haven't heard of anything else that makes sense. The only two dimensions we've ever heard about in terms of sukkah length and width is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and who else? What was the other opinion? That a sukkah, 7x7 tefachim, right? Beishamai says 7x7 tefachim, Rosh Yom HaShulchanah. Right? In terms of length and width of sukkah, those are the only two opinions that we've encountered. Either a sukkah has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, or it has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. It still allows even less than that, 6x6, whatever it is. But we pass in like Beishamai. So, apparently, this opinion is an opinion we don't pass in like. Right? Because according to Rishami, the circular sukkah should be a lot smaller. So the Gemara is really dealing with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Otherwise, what else could it possibly be? So that's what the Gemara starts off with. It's the only thing that makes sense. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's Dal of Dal and sukkah is apparently what we're talking about when we require this circumference of 24 people. So it's not 24 amos, it's just 24 people. That's all we know so far. So Gemara says, Mechti, let's see. Gavra, a person, but amos ayasid, he sits in this space, he occupies the space of an amo. So that's our starting point. So that means we have 24 amos of circumference. All that has in the circumference 3 tefachim has in the width a tefach. Now this is an approximation, but it's an approximation that the Gemara utilizes a lot. It's a ratio of 3 to 1 from circumference to diameter. What would we prefer that circumference really to be? Pi, right? 3.14, etc. So the Gemara. This occurs again in the plan. It occurs in a lot of places. It occurs in terms of how to deal with circular holes when you want to have a square. That's just a crazy example. The Gemara has this idea that when you make an Eru, so you see you have to have a kana and a kana, right? You have to have two doorposts. And then a kana al gabeya, and then whatever the, what do you call that thing? The lintel's the one at the bottom, right? And whatever the top part of the door post, the doorway is called. So what happens if you have a circle? How thick does the top have to be? Enough to hold a brick. A brick what? The brick that's a tefach. So the Gemara utilizes this type of ratio to figure out, well, if I have a circular top, how big? What's the circumference necessary to hold a tefach brick? It doesn't actually have to hold a tefach brick. Which means it has to be, so the Gemara utilizes, so if the circumference is 3 tefachim, that means that the diameter is a tefach. So that 3 to 1 ratio is a ratio of circumference to diameter, yeah? Good? We're all good so far? So if the circumference is 3, the diameter is 1. So 24, that's the circumference. So So what's the diameter going to be if the ratio is 3 to 1? Are we all together?
Yeah.
8. Because we're saying that a person occupies an amos. So this is 24 amos. There's 24 amos, there's 78 amos.
That's the minimum.
That seems to be what Rabbi Yochanan said, and that's going to start us rolling with our difficulties. But that seems to be what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So good. Three lines from the bottom. So let's see. Gavra, Masa Yasek. A human being occupies the space of an amos. And we know now we have a ratio. Whatever has in the circumference 3 tefachim has in the width 1 tefach, meaning it's just a ratio of 3 to 1. So then, betresar sagi. What does that mean? Tresar is how much? Trey is 2. Tresar asara is 10 and 2. 12. Betresar. You know in the VM tresar? You heard of that? Yeah. The 12 minor prophets, you know, they didn't mine anything. But they make diamonds, they mine, I guess. Anyway, but the Tresar, Isagi, 12 should be enough. What's it talking about? What do you mean with 12 should be enough?
So, are you with me? Stay with me. Don't get lost. Don't get nervous that this is math. Like I told you, this is Gemara math, which you are going to use all kinds of visual aids and certain assumptions, certain approximations,
to make this very easy and visual. That's what the Gemara is doing for us.
So far, we have a problem. Because what's going to end up happening here is that we have a diameter of 8 amos and a circumference of 24 amos that seems to be where Rabbi Yochanan is requiring of us to have a circular sukkah. The Gemara's thought process, this is a thought process, this isn't like an end of the game here. The Gemara's thought process is 12 should have been sufficient. Tresar Sagi, what do you mean? With a circumference of 12 amos should have been sufficient. Why? Because if 3 to 1, if the circumference is 12, what's the diameter? What? 4, correct? 3 to 1. And isn't that what we want? Because the dimensions of a kasher sukkah, now this is a little sketchy, so I know what you're going to say. But isn't that what we want? Don't we want a sukkah whose width is 4 amos? Isn't that what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi required? 4 amos of width? And you're going to say, well, not exactly, because his 4 amos of width was a length and a width of a square, not a circle. So what are you going to do with these, you know, all these corners? Is that significant or is that not significant? So we'll get to it. But at this point, the Gemara seems to be assuming that as long as the width of that sukkah is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's 4 amos, that's all Rabbi Yehuda Nasi really cared about. He didn't really care about the entire area of 4x4. He cared that the space, that this diameter would be 4 amos. That's all Rabbi Yehuda Nasi really cared about. So that's the Gemara's suggestion. Why in the world are Yochanan insists on 24? Betrace our sagi, it should have been sufficient with 12 people, because each person occupies an amma. So the circumference would be 12 ammas, which would make the diameter 4. Hane mile bi igula. That's talking about a circle. Aval birivua, but when it comes to literally in a rivua, reva means like a quarter, right? So it means there are four sides. In a rivua, something that has four sides in a square, bayatfe, you need more. What do you mean? So it seems like the Gemara is saying you need more in a sense that the circumference of the square, if you will, what do we call that? The circumference of the square? We don't call it circumference, we call it the perimeter. So the perimeter, 4, 4, 4, 4, what's the perimeter? 4 plus 4, right? It's 16. Well, it should make it a square, right? We need 16 when it comes to the square. whereas you have a 12 circumference when it comes to a circle.
Tohane milibigula. In an igula, so you're going to have 12. But if you're talking about a square, by its way, you're going to need more. More people, more perimeter. Michdi, so let's see. So none of this is a kasha. We're just developing things so far. Michdi, let's see. Kama miruba yoyser ala igul. How much in the perimeter is a square more than a circle? Well, 12 to 16. So what would the ratio be of 12 to 16? If you're dividing by 4, say you have 3 quarters versus 4 quarters, right? So how much greater? That's how the Gemara looks at it, in terms of those fractions. Did I lose you already?
Yeah. If you're comparing the perimeter of the square to the circumference of the circle, because they're both a measurement of the outside, because we're trying to figure out how many people you need sitting around the outside for your sukkah to be kosher. So if all you need is like a length, so then you could have 12 people sitting around in a circle, and that should be fine. But that's not what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi required 4 by 4. So in order to accommodate a 4 by 4 square translated into a circle, so the Gemara says, well, let's compare the perimeters. Circumference is a form of perimeter. So let's compare the perimeter of the circle to the perimeter of the square that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi really would require. So in the square, how many people would be able to sit around the outside of the square? If each person is an amma, what's the perimeter of the square necessary? 16. So if you have 16 people, okay, now you've got the perimeter that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would require. Not 12. So let's read it inside. So Michli, let's see. Kama meruba yoiser ala igul. How much more is the perimeter of the square over the circle? Revia. A quarter. Why a quarter? Because 12 and 16 is divisible by 4. So 16 is 4 quarters. And 12 is 3 quarters. So how much more is the square than the circle? A quarter. The perimeter of the square necessary is a quarter more of people, or amas, everyone look at it, than the circle. Bishisar sagi. So then it's enough to have 16. Enough to have 16. So what did the Gemara just do? It just assumed that if you have a circumference of 16, we're making it a little bit bigger, you have a circumference of 16 amos, meaning 16 people are sitting around in a circle, that should be comparable to the space necessary for a Yehuda Hanasi.
Three lines down. Asks the Gemara, Hanei mi lebe igu, denafik mi goy rivua. That works for a circle that has a square where? Yeah. Has to the simplest way. That your cheshbon, your calculation, is trying to make the outside enough to fit that the square ultimately is going to be on the outside. You're trying to deal with the perimeter of a square. So, honey, nili. That it's enough to have a 16 amma perimeter is be equal to nafik migoribua. With a circle, the nafik that comes out, migoribua, from inside of a square. In other words, a circle whose width is 4 amas. That's how we started.
A circle and width
is 4 amas. So then the hekef of meruba, who gadol yoser mehekef ha'igul, is shiur reva. So then a square that's around such a circle would be a quarter bigger. Ava basuk, but when it comes to a sukkah, I'm going to say it in my own words. Let's try to put it into the Gemara. In my own words, what you accomplished was that the space that the square is allowing for is now within your 16 amma circle. But that's not what we want. Because that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said 24. We're trying to work that out. Apparently, and this is a jump. I think we're all satisfied at this point, right? Because if that's all you need, then we should be good. You can fit. I'll say it again. Okay. You can't fit this square inside this circle. Are you with me? The 16 amma circle seems to allow, like if you would take the sukkah and just make it into a circle, you take the 4x4 sukkah and just make it into a circle, sounds like that's what we did. But you can't fit that square inside that circle.
So what
is happening? Rabbi Yochanan apparently is requiring of us to fit the square within the circle.
Why?
We're trying to work out Yochanan. That's first. I don't know why. Well, we're trying to make sense out of Rabbi Yochanan. That's first things first. First things first, we're trying to make sense out of Rabbi Yochanan. We know what he said. If we would have left on our own, I don't know that we would have said it. But we're trying to work out what in the world Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. That's the agenda of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what you've accomplished, Hanei Mile, what you've accomplished with these words, with your 16 circumference sukkah, is the eagle nafik migaribua. It's with a circle that has a square around it. In other words, I don't know the best way to express this, but that's the idea. It's that the circle is coming from within the square. So if you would just blow it up so that it would be the perimeter of the square, so you're right. That's what you've accomplished. I got it.
The square is called a circle, or the square is within the circle?
The square is outside the circle. But that's how you get your quarter difference.
Right there.
Yeah, that's how you get your quarter difference. That's how you get the 16. Where it says, I got it. Meaning, I understand where you're coming from. But that's obviously not what we're trying to, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Aval ribua de nafik mi goigula, but a square de nafik mi goigula that has a circle on the outside, ba'itvei actually requires more than 16 amos of circumference. The circle. If you want to expand the circumference of a circle to match the perimeter of the square, then I got you. But if you're going to require the square of your sukkah to be within your circle, then it requires a greater circumference. No.
You sure? I'm trying to calculate the diagonal.
Well,
square
let's
root
do
root.
It. Let's do it quickly. Utilizing the Gemara's cheshbon. So 3-1. It's not going to work out for perfectly. So we'll do it. Let's do it again. What would be the diameter of this circle?
4.2.
What?
Oh, no. The diameter
16 back. Divided by 3.
Right.
Why?
So it's.
The Gemara's ratio, 3-1.
So oh,
we're going to utilize the Gemara's ratio.
So it's what?
5.3. Right. And the diagonal of the square is 4√2, isn't it?
No.
Isn't the length of one side of the square 4 amma?
What?
So they're all gonna be 5.3, no?
The length of one side. Oh, okay, I understand. Right. So the square has to be outside the circle, but then... Are we talking about...
You want to know what the square would be inside?
I'm still looking at the square on the right.
Yes, so the question is, but if you want a 4x4, you gotta do the math. But if you want a 4x4 sukkah, it's not gonna fit inside that circle.
Why? The diagonal of a 4x4 would be 4x2. Where is that?
You wanna make it inside? I have no idea. How do you figure this out?
4x2 is the magnitude here.
What's this kind of square root 32?
That's 4. That side is 4, isn't it? Aren't we saying the length of the side is 4? So it's 4.
What side?
Each side.
We want to know if 4 would fit in there.
Yeah. So it should. Right? It's 4 times.
So look, the Gemara is going to work out its numbers, and we'll see in a second. It's close. It's close. We'll see in a second. It's close. You'll see in a second. You can do the math if you want. So, but we'll let the Gemara speak for itself for now. So the Gemara says, but if you're going to put the circle on the outside and you want the square on the inside, boi tfei, you need a bigger circumference. Mishum mersha dekarinasa, because you have to make up for the corners because of the sticking out of the karnasa, the karnai, the karen, karen. Karen means the corners, the horns, whatever.
No, you're right. 4x2 is actually bigger than
5x2. Okay, here's the Gemara's question. Okay, so let's see. So what do we need now if that circle is going to be on the outside and the square is going to be on the inside? Shekol amasa b'ribua amasa u'chei chumsha ba'alach soina. So what's going to come out is every ama in the square, you have to add on an ama plus trei chumsha. What's trei chumsha? Right, correct. Trei is 2, chumsha is 5. It's 2/5. So for every ama, you have to add on
an ama. You have to add 2/5. So what we're saying is that if this is 4, and we want to know the diameter of the circle. You with me? The Gemara gives us a measurement. It says that for each amma, what you're needing circumference is an amma plus 2/5. So what's each full right of 4 ammas? For each amma that's there, you have to add on 2/5. So basically, what's 2/5 times 4?
So what's the normal number?
8/5, 1/3.
1.6.
1.6. 1.6.
It's 1.6.
1.6. 4/10.
Every
amma, we need to add
1/6. I think it's 1.6.
2/5 plus 2/5 plus 2/5 plus 2/5 is how much?
1.6.
8/5.
Which is how much?
1.6.
I just said that.
Someone figure out, if you have a triangle that's 4, you have a right angle 4 and 4, what's that by?
4 squared
plus
4
squared
plus
2.
Which is
what?
5.6.
What
is
this? 5.6.
5/2.
5.6. That's why I'm confused. I didn't think it was
6.
Yeah, so it's
5.6.
So it's slightly larger than the...
So the Gemara's cheshbon is, it's 5 3/5.
Right.
3/5 is exactly right.
That's it. It's basically
on
the dot. So let's read it inside. Mechti. Shekol amasa b'ribua. For every amma, the Gemara says, every amma in the square, amasa with trei chumsha, balachsonya has an amma plus 2/5 in the alachsonya means the angle, the hypotenuse. So that's 5 3/5.
So this angle here says the Gemara,
the hypotenuse,
which is equal to the diameter.
Yeah.
Got that? Hypotenuse is the same thing as the diameter. It's going to be 5 3/5.
So, okay, now we have a diameter. Now we can figure out our circumference. So what circumference is necessary
for a circle to fit around a 4x4 amma sukkah.
So it's 2.83 radius.
We use our ratio, 3:1. That's what we're going to assume.
Okay.
Even though you're right, it's an approximation. So the Gemara is, that's what the Gemara is going to utilize. So 3:1. So we simply have to multiply by
3.
Okay. So what's 5.35 times 3? 16 and 4. That's why it was very close in 16. That's what was driving you crazy. So the Gemara says, the way the Gemara expresses this, let's read it inside. You see the line? V'shivsar nechechumsha sagi. What does that mean? What's shivsar? Shivsar is sheva, sar is esrei. So 7 and 10. 17. Neche means to take away. Minus. 17. Neche chumsha. What's chumsha? A fifth. 17 and take away a fifth. Sagya is enough. That's 16 and 4 fifths. Right? 17 take away a fifth is sufficient. So, okay, what just happened? So, what just happened in the Gemara was, there we go. Mishnah says, you need 24 people to be sitting in a circle in order to have a circular sukkah that's kosher. Gemara says, okay, let's make a kosher. If you have a circle, and you want to make sure that you have the same area for people to sit in, you want to take a circle and make it into a square? So it sounds like you need a quarter bigger, and you'd have 16. Where it says, that works to kind of like expand the area of the circle so that this perimeter of the square and the circumference of the circle contain the same amount of space. But that's not going to work. That cheshbon won't work if you want your sukkah 4x4 to fit within the circle. Maybe that's what you're going to have in mind. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Because the most that you would need in the circumference for a 4x4 sukkah to fit inside is what? What the Gemara refers to as 17 minus a fifth, which is equal to 16 minutes. That's what we're holding. That's what the Gemara just did. Yeah? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, the circle has to be 24 amos. 24 people, 24 amos. Gemara says, what's going on? Maybe all we're trying to figure out is the perimeter of our sukkah in a circle form. So that should be a quarter bigger, which would mean 16. So 16 people should be sufficient. The Gemara says, yeah, but that's if you're like expanding your circle into a square. But if you want your sukkah to fit into the circle, so it's going to have to be bigger. The Gemara says, well, how much bigger? Let's be precise. The Gemara says, okay, let's figure it out. 4x4, what's going to be the hypotenuse, alachsayim, the angle, whatever that's how the Gemara refers to it. So that's going to be 5 3/5. Once we have 5 3/5 is the diameter, because that's the same thing here, the hypotenuse and the diameter are the same thing in this case. So that means that the circumference is going to be 16 4/5. So how can the argument insist on 24 when it's sufficient to have 16 4/5 people? I'm not going to get a 4/5 of a person. I mean, I've seen 4/5 of people occasionally, but what exactly is going on over here? Okay, so says the Gemara, where are we?
That was the new assumption that each person takes one amos.
Yes. So you see where we are? In the Gemara, right where the last skinny line, the first word of the line is chumsha, sagya, is sufficient. So with 16 and 4/5 should have been sufficient. Gemara, so that's a kasha. Up until there is the kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara, loy dak. Rabbi Yochanan was not a duck. No, loy dak means he wasn't being precise.
That's pretty far off.
Gemara says, imur damrinan loy dak purta. Imur damrinan, when we say loy dak, someone was not being precise, purta, that's a little bit. Tuva, a lot. Mi amrinan loy dak. Who says he's not being precise? Meaning you want to, I, I'm willing to give away a fifth or something, you know, rounding up. Come on. You want me to believe he said 24 and he was not being precise and it's really 16 and 4 fifths? It's absurd. So the Gemara does not like that answer. At this point, we have no idea why Rabbi Yochanan insisted on 24 people in a circle. Amarli Mark Shisha braid Ruchisa to Rav Ashi. Mark Shisha and Ruchisa said to Rav Ashi, "Mi savrit gavra masi yosef? Mi savrit who holds a gavra, a human, a person, ba masi yosef in an ama he sits? You're assuming a person occupies the space of an ama. Talasa gavra. Really, the truth is three people." Bitarti amasa yasve, occupy the space of two amis. Three people occupy the space of two amis. Kama avilu. So then, what's gonna come out? How many is that gonna be? So, okay, so let's figure this out.
Three people in two amis.
Yes. So Rabbi Yochanan said 24. So 24 people and a person, sorry, and three people take up two amas. So what do we need to do to 24? What?
Like 4 times 2, like 3.
Can't we just do a ratio or a fraction?
Yeah, that would be 24
people. There are 24 people Rabbi Yochanan said. And each three people occupy two amas. So what's so what should he, what's the answer? Are we all in agreement on this one?
Yeah.
16. So what does the Gemara say? Where are we? So then how many amos is it? 24 people now? Shitsar! How much is Shitsar? Sheish! 6 sar. 16. Good, so we're on target. The Gemara says, so then really what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was 16. Ah, perfect. We need 16 and 4 fifths. Rabbi Yochanan said 16 amos by saying 24 people. What he really meant was 16 amos of circumference. Anan, shivsar nechichum shabu'inan. But wait a minute. We, shivsar 17 nachi minus chumsha, a fifth, bu'inan we need. But we need 16 and 4 fifths. So what is one answer? Loi, dak. He wasn't being precise. Said 16, 64 fifths. Close enough. Asks the Gemara, Imur Damrinon, when is it that we say Loidak? L'chumra. We'll add on a little bit of space. L'chumra, to be strict, we'll say he's not being precise. L'kula, me, Amrinon, Loidak. But to be lenient, who says we're not being precise? This sukkah is really going to be too small, the way Rabbi Yochanan is saying. 24 people, which is really a 16 amos of circumference, is really too small to contain a proper sukkah, according to Rabbi Nasi, within it. So you can't say it wasn't being precise to invalidate the sukkah. If you would have said 17, okay, then we could have said Leida. But he said 16 amos, that doesn't work. Yeah? We're with me together? Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Asi, really, Gavra b'masa yasev. A person really does occupy the space of one ama, not three people occupy the space of two. So we're back to where we started from. Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan mokim gavri l'kachashiv. He was not including the space that the people occupy. What? You ready? He was not calculating the space that people occupy. So his, we'll use this one, his 24 amos needs to be minus the space that the people occupy. If a person occupies an ama here and an ama here, so what are we taking away? Two amas in each direction. Right?
So it's six amas.
So the diameter now is going to be
six.
5 3/5, six. What? It's a little bit bigger than what we need.
That's
Kama habilahu. So what will the circumference be? That's an easy math. What's the circumference if the diameter is 6? 6 times 3? Right, but that's the Gemara's... Okay, listen, the Gemara makes that assumption. 6 times 3 is 18. So the circumference, according to the Gemara's estimation, is going to have to be 18. Kama havelahu, how much is the circumference then? Tavne sari. 18. Asks the Gemara, Bishivs are nechichum shazagya. But all we need is 16 and 4/5. Hainu deloy dak. That's what we meant when we said Riechem was not being precise. Ulochumra loy dak. And lochumra, he was not being precise, which is fine. Okay. Why did Riechanan say 17 then? Because he didn't say 16, he didn't say 17. He said 24 people. So what could he have done? What would 23 have been?
23 people would have done the same thing though, with that same, just the amount of space they're taking up, right? So one person is going to be the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Nope. Yeah.
So well, they have one person.
It's a circumference and a width minus the width.
It's only the width of one person. It doesn't matter how many buckets are around. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, all I'm asking is, I'm bothered by something. I'm asking Akasha. I'm saying, how come the Gemara is satisfied with Rabbi Yochanan's Loidak at this point? Why didn't the Gemara say, well, let him be more precise? Let him say the circumference is 17. So I'm going to answer that easily by saying, because he never said the circumference. He said 24 people is what you need in order to have a sukkah within them. But that's minus the space they occupy. So he was trying to give us a very practical way of building a circular sukkah. That was his goal. So you get your friends together, you get 24 people to sit in a circle, and then you can figure out how big your sukkah is. But to start having to measure it, maybe that was more complicated. See, his measurement was like a practical way that anybody, wherever you are on the face of the earth, without rulers, yardsticks, anything, you get 24 people together. If they're standing, you know, sitting together, whatever, within that space, you can make a sukkah. Yeah, it's not precise. It's just the most practical way that you can get anybody to figure this out. Anybody that's no good at math, no good at geometry, no good at anything. Just get your 24 people together, sit them down in a circle, and that's what you need to do. So it's Lodak. You're right. He wasn't trying to express the precise mathematics. He was trying to give a way that anyone on the face of the earth would be able to figure this out, no matter how little they know, how little educated they are. Everyone knows, 24 people, sit down. Within them, you build a sukkah, you're good to go. Lodak. No problem. Okay. We're okay with that. The Gemara finishes with one more point. A little confusing, but this is what the Gemara finishes with. Rabbanan de Kesari, the Rabbanan of Caesarea. What do you think? How do you pronounce that place? Caesarea? What are the places? Anyway, Kesari. The Rabbanan of Kesari, Amri la Dayanim de Kesari. Some people say it wasn't the Rabbanan, it was the Dayanim there, whatever. Amri, so they said, Igula de Nafik Migoribua, a circle that's inside of a square. Riva is a quarter smaller than the square, like we said before. Right? We knew that. Then they said something sketchy. Viribua did nothing migoigula, but a square that has a circle around it, palgo, half. A square with a circle around it, the perimeter of the square is going to be half the circle? Let's do some quick math here. For this circumference, look, how does that make any sense? 4, 4, 4, 4, 16.
What does it say?
that the ratio, it's not the perimeter, it's the area. The area of this circle that we said before, we said that it's, I don't know, that's what we're talking about perimeter, that's why I'm getting all confused. That the Gemara earlier said that the square is going to be a quarter bigger than the circle. Right? So that's how the Gemara began. And in order to satisfy Rabbi Donasi, well, we have to take a circle and give it the occupant size of a square. So it's a quarter of difference. But if you want to take a circle and put it on the outside, so then that circle is on the outside. The Rabbanan and the Dana Makizari said, Palga. The area of the square that's inside Yosem Shetach Igo Bashir Shal Khatsi Shetach Maruba Nefesh. Half of the, say again?
You have to add, if you buy a square 4x4, which is 16 in area.
Yeah.
You have to add, in order to build that, you add a total circle. Get the area of the circle
out
of it. Include the square. So that's the
circle. Add 8.
Add half of the two origins.
Right, half of the perimeter of that inside square, if you add half of the perimeter of the square, then you'll get to the circumference of the circle. And the Gemara, so what would that be, Lamai? So that's suggesting that this circumference of this circle should be what? What should it be then? +16, +8, right? Yes? The Rabbanan and Kisari are saying, as Menachem said so well, the Ribua de Nafim Goy Gula Palga. If you want to know the circumference of the circle, it's on the outside. Right? We know we did this one on the inside was 12. The perimeter of the square is 16. What's going to be the circumference of that circle is on the outside? So they claimed it's going to be palga. It's going to be half more than the square. So half of the square is 16, half of that is 8. So it would be 16 + 8, which would conveniently be what? 24. Isn't that what Rabbi Yochanan meant? And the great answer is veloihi. It's not true. The hoka chazina and the lehavikali high, that we see that it's just not accurate. We see the live collect, just not that much. And that's where the Gemara stops that sugya. So it's a very strange end to the Gemara, but leaving that aside for a minute, the rest of the Gemara was working out the math with that assumption of 3-to-1 ratio, and then it worked out everything it needed to work out. More or less clear, except for that last part, how the Rabbanan Kizari, why they would say that. But, good.